11 people who speak Spanish and 8 people who speak Somalian will be trained in the first program at UW-Barron County. Marcia Vandercook is a senior policy analyst for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She says there have been large population increases in communities where English is a second language.
The Hispanic population of Wisconsin has doubled in the last 10 years, and the Asian population of Wisconsin has doubled in the last 10 years. We've also seen a large influx of people from countries all over the world, African countries, Bosnia, Serbo-Croatia, and many other places. So there are many more people coming to court these days who don't have the English skills that they need to get along in court.
Vandercook says people who use the court system often face delays as officials look for interpreters.
People often make do with friends and relatives. People will use telephone interpreters, which is not a bad option, but for a longer proceeding, it doesn't really work. And we're as concerned with quality as we are with quantity, and both of them are a problem, especially in the more rural areas.
Rural areas like Barron County, which has a rapidly growing Somalian population. This is the first of 7 programs in the state. Other programs will be held in Eau Claire, Wausau, Madison, Appleton, and 2 in Milwaukee. The program is funded by a $50,000 grant from the U.S. Office of Refugee Services. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.